Chapter 3. A Creature Named Henry. Jack threw their book into his pack and quickly ran to join Annie.
"Hi," he said to the three men.
"Don't be afraid," said Annie. "We come in peace."
The three men kept gawking.
Who are you?"
one of the sailors sputtered. Jack and Annie walked closer.
"I'm Jack, and this is Annie," said Jack.
The man in the bow tie stepped forward. He had a long mustache and a big friendly smile.
"My name is Henry," he said. "I came ashore to look for rare butterflies, plants, and shells, but it seems I have found a rare creature called a jackanani instead."
"And we found a creature called a Henry," said Annie, giggling. "That's what we named a pteranodon when we went to the time of the dinosaurs."
"I beg your pardon," said Henry.
She's teasing," said Jack.
"What an unusual wit," said Henry, his eyes sparkling.
"Well, you have not only found a Henry, you've also found a Joe and a Tommy, the two able seamen who rowed me here."
"Hi, Joe and Tommy," said Annie. She gave the two sailors a big smile.
But Joe and Tommy didn't smile back. They were both scowling.
"Where are you from?" Joe asked suspiciously.
"Frog Creek, Pennsylvania," said Annie.
"Where's that?" asked Tommy.
"America," said Jack.
"How nice," said Henry. "And why are you here?"
We're on vacation," said Annie.
"We're camped with our family back there somewhere,"
she waved vaguely.
"Vacation?" said Henry.
"Our parents like to vacation in really out-of-the-way places," said Annie.
Henry chuckled. "Americans."
"Are you a scientist from the HMS Challenger?" Jack said. He was eager to change the subject.
"Why, yes," said Henry. "I am one of the team trying to solve the riddles of the deep."
Jack loved the sound of that, riddles of the deep.
"What kind of riddles have you solved so far?" he asked.
"Well, for one thing, we've learned that the ocean floor is absolutely teeming with life," said Henry.
"You didn't already know that?" asked Annie.
"We thought it was probably the case," said Henry. "But mind you, many people cannot imagine that life can exist in the icy darkness of the deep. In fact, some still believe there is no floor to the ocean at all. They think the sea goes down forever."
"Are you serious?" said Annie. "Ha! I guess you'll be letting them know that most of the ocean is not more than 2 miles deep. Of course, some ocean trenches are deeper than 6 miles, but..."
"Annie," said Jack,